Welcome to Crypto Signals Daily Briefing, your open source intelligence for crypto, brought to you on October 23, 2025. Today, we focus on key market movements, regulatory developments, and on-chain activity that traders and investors are watching closely. Bitcoin and Ethereum ETFs experienced a combined inflow of $618.9 million last week, with $477 million flowing into Bitcoin funds and $142 million into Ethereum. This marks a reversal of prior outflows and reflects renewed institutional interest amid ongoing volatility. Bitcoin is currently at a critical support level around $107,000. Should it close below this threshold for the day, market participants may see a decline toward $100,000, increasing the risk of heightened price swings. In other ecosystem news, the Ethereum Foundation moved $610 million, or 160,000 ETH, to a new multi-signature wallet. This transfer is viewed as a move to increase security of treasury assets and signals potential strategic shifts, possibly toward expanding decentralized finance deployments. On the institutional side, T. Rowe Price filed for a diversified crypto ETF that would hold between 5 and 15 digital assets, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, XRP, and Solana. Managing $1.77 trillion in assets, this major asset manager's entry signifies growing mainstream acceptance. Over 155 crypto exchange-traded product filings await regulatory approval in the U.S. The surge in ETF inflows complements this trend, although market conditions remain uncertain. Significant wallet activity has raised caution. Wallets linked to Chenji, an alleged scammer involved in a $14 billion crypto fraud, moved about $1.7 billion in Bitcoin as authorities continue tracking these funds. Similarly, on-chain data shows the Lubian mining pool wallets moved approximately 15,959 BTC roughly 2 months after a $14.5 billion theft was uncovered. This activity has prompted careful monitoring given potential market disruptions. Regulatory developments remain front and center. The Genius Act, signed earlier this year by President Donald Trump, established a federal framework for stablecoins, setting stringent rules on issuance, reserve backing, and disclosure. Meanwhile, federal agencies like the SEC and CFTC are planning to announce crypto oversight milestones by year-end, despite the ongoing government shutdown. U.S. Senator Cynthia Lummis has also urged finalization of an open banking rule, which would facilitate greater connection between bank accounts and crypto platforms via data-sharing APIs. In corporate news, Tesla maintained its $1.3 billion Bitcoin reserve through the third quarter, posting an $80 million gain from Bitcoin price appreciation. On the token front, Binance Coin's market cap recently surpassed $149 billion following listing expansions, with forecasts pointing toward further price appreciation driven by its deflationary model and increasing use cases. On-chain payment activity is also evolving. Stablecoins processed $46 trillion in transaction volume over the past year, doubling year over year. Adjusted stablecoin payments now hit $9 trillion, rivaling networks like PayPal and Visa, which underscores their growing role for remittances and cross-border transactions. Looking ahead, the most immediate technical level to watch is Bitcoin's support at $107,000. A daily close beneath this level could spark a sharper downturn toward $100,000. On the regulatory horizon, forthcoming decisions on KYC expansions and DeFi protocol restrictions by Senate Democrats could impact market dynamics. Additionally, ongoing whale movements linked to illicit activity warrant attention for potential volatility. You've been listening to Crypto Signals Daily Briefing. Stay tuned and stay informed. See you in the next episode, just 24 hours from now.